Heading, Present Hour of Opportunity. Subheading, The Work for Today. The third angel's message is swelling into a loud cry, and you must not feel as liberty to neglect the present duty and still entertain the idea that at some future time you will be the recipients of great blessings, when without any effort on your part a wonderful revival will take place. Today you are to have your vessel purified, that it may be ready for the heavenly dew, ready for the showers of the latter rain. For the latter rain will come, and the blessing of God will fill every soul that is purified from every defilement. It is our work today to yield our souls to Christ, that we may be fitted for the time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, fitted for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Instead of living in expectation of some special season of excitement, we are wisely to improve present opportunities, doing that which must be done in order that souls may be saved. Instead of exhausting the powers of our mind in speculations in regard to the times and seasons which the Lord has placed in His own power and withheld from men, we are to yield ourselves to the control of the Holy Spirit, to do present duties, to give the bread of life, unadulterated with human opinions, to souls who are perishing for the truth. Review and Herald, March 22, 1892. Subheading, Unprecedented Opportunities. In these days of travel, the opportunities for coming in contact with men and women of all classes and of many nationalities are much greater than in the days of Israel. The thoroughfares of travel have multiplied 1,000-fold. God has wonderfully prepared the way. The agency of the printing press, with its manifold facilities, is at our command. Bibles and publications in many languages, setting forth the truth for this time, are at our hand, and can be swiftly carried to every part of the world. We are to give the last warning of God to men, and what should be our earnestness in studying the Bible and our zeal in spreading the light? Review and Herald, January 25, 1906. Subheading, God provides these opportunities. A crisis is right upon us. We must now, by the Holy Spirit's power, proclaim the great truths for these last days. It will not be long before everyone will have heard the warning and made his decision. Then shall the end come. God is the great master worker, and by his providence he prepares the way for his work to be accomplished. He provides opportunities, opens up lines of influence and channels of working. If his people are watching the indications of his providence and stand ready to cooperate with him, they will see a great work accomplished. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 24, 1900. Subheading, National Crisis Brings Religious Awakening. Today, men and nations are being tested by the plummet in the hand of him who makes no mistakes. Today the signs of the times declare that we are standing on the threshold of great and solemn events. Everything in our world is in agitation. Before our eyes is fulfilling the Savior's prophecy of the events to precede his coming. Ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. The present is a time of overwhelming interest to all living. Rulers and statesmen, men who occupy positions of trust and authority, thinking men and women of all classes have their attention fixed upon the events taking place about us. They're watching the relations that exist among the nations. They observe the intensity that is taking possession of every earthly element, and they recognize that something great and decisive is about to take place, that the world is on the verge of a stupendous crisis. Prophets and Kings, pages 536, 537, 1916. Subheading, Our Duty in the Moment of Respite. Angels are now restraining the winds of strife until the world shall be warned of its coming doom. But a storm is gathering, ready to burst upon the earth, and when God shall bid his angels loose the winds, there will be such a scene of strife as no pen can picture. A moment of respite has been graciously given us of God. Every power lent us of heaven is to be used in doing the work assigned us by the Lord for those who are perishing in ignorance. God's people should make mighty intercession to Him for help now. And they must put their whole energies into the effort to proclaim the truth during the respite that has been granted. Every day we have been associating with men and women who are judgment bound. Each day may have been the dividing line for some soul. Each day someone may have made the decision which will determine his future destiny. Review and Herald, November 23, 1905. Subheading, Significance of the Conflict. We do not understand as we should the great conflict going on between the invisible agencies, the controversy between loyal and disloyal angels. Over every man, good and evil angels strive. This is no make-believe conflict. It is no mimic battle in which we are engaged. We have to meet most powerful adversaries, and it rests with us to determine which shall win. We are to find our strength where the early disciples found theirs. Signs of the Times, February 17, 1914. Subheading, Heathenism Revived, Men of Sin Exposed. As we near the close of time, there will be greater and still greater external parade of heathen power. Heathen deities will manifest their signal power and will exhibit themselves before the cities of the world, and this delineation has already begun to be fulfilled. By a variety of images, the Lord Jesus represented to John the wicked character and seductive influence of those who have been distinguished for their persecution of God's people. All need wisdom carefully to search out the mystery of iniquity that figures so largely in the winding up of this earth's history. In the very time in which we live, the Lord has called His people and has given them a message to bear. He has called them to expose the wickedness of the man of sin who has made the Sunday law a distinctive power, who have thought to change times and laws and to oppress the people of God who stand firmly to honor Him by keeping the only true Sabbath, the Sabbath of creation, as holy unto the Lord. Testimonies to Ministers, pages 117, 118. Subheading, God's Fearless Messengers. At the present time, when the end of all things earthly is rapidly approaching, Satan is putting forth desperate efforts to ensnare the world. He is devising many plans to occupy minds and to divert attention from the truths essential to salvation. Wickedness is reaching a height never before attained, and yet many ministers of the gospel are crying peace and safety. But God's faithful messengers are to go steadily forward with their work. Clothed with the panoply of heaven, they are to advance fearlessly and victoriously, never ceasing their warfare until every soul within their reach shall have received the message of truth for this time. Acts of the Apostles, pages 219, 220, 1911.